From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Wicked Peace, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
We die on the edge, on the edge, oh my, on the edge, on the edge, oh my.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What is
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 542nd live performance. Tonight we are pleased to present another night of great music, this time with Wicked Peace. Wicked Peace draws from a range of influences as seemingly disparate as the band members themselves to create a singular sound that hints at their Appalachian roots without being beholden to them. Please, folks, welcome tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio, Wicked Peace.
Thank you.
evening, folks. I'm Brad Becker. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, and this evening we have with us Wicked Peace. And I want to say the band is from Moorhead because I see so much Moorhead all over the bios. It's so nice to meet you guys, and great to hear your music. I'm so taken by the complexity of the tunes. Your tunes are really intricate and well thought out and so interesting.
We always say, we need to make this one super intricate, but then we never really think about it. But hopefully, if it shows, then hey, we're doing something right, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
We notice a lot of the great musicians really have a lot of design and form to their songs. So in order to emulate our heroes, we've really tried to hone our craft so that we can also do those types of things, have those intricate types of endings or things that might segue into another song. We found it to be really fun and challenging. We did that for a particular set of songs, I can't remember which ones, but for a band challenge over this past summer at the Pirates Den in Cincinnati. But we had a lot of fun like working things up like that, and we realized that, I'm sure they realized before I joined, that intricate songwriting isn't really, it's challenging, but it's so rewarding. It's really.
I'm talking to Jared Davis. Jared is the bass player and I think the newest member of the band.
Yes.
Tell us about your musical background.
I'm originally from West Virginia in the southern coal fields. This is where I was raised. I started in band in sixth grade. I tried to play trumpet, but I could only play the lowest notes possible. So they switched me to tuba. So that's where I got my liking for the low end. And then about eighth grade, I picked up electric bass. And it kind of developed to when I got into high school, I wanted to play in jazz band. They're like, well, we don't need another electric bass player. So why don't you learn stand up? And I looked at this thing and I went, that? So then after a few short years, I have finally been able to stay in tune. And now people like me to play with them on shows. So that's good.
It wasn't enough. Now you're running.
when you were in high school, was this a large high school?
It was fairly large for the area. My graduating class was about 420 people.
Okay, but you had big enough to have a band and an orchestra too, or
yes,
just
we
just
had
band?
A, we had a band, an orchestra, two choirs, I believe, a show choir.
Wow.
And I think that's all the ensembles that we had. But it was, I now learned that for most people around the country, that's quite a numerous amount of ensembles.
It is, yeah. That's really impressive. And I guess I would just imagine coming from a high school in the coal fields of West Virginia that there wouldn't be those kind of resources.
Yeah, I guess I was really fortunate to go to one of the larger high schools in the area.
Tanner, I'm wondering if you might just walk us through the way that you and Patrick found each other.
Randomly, we were at the end of the hallway. I was like 318, he was 319, I think. So we were side by side, and we both had guitars, but we didn't play them all that much. But we had, every now and again, I'd hear him playing through the wall, and he'd hear me playing through the wall. And then slowly, it just like was like worked into a nervous jam where we were just like barely sitting there, like playing two or three songs. And then a friendship grew out of that, and it really kind of blossomed when we started writing songs together. And that's when we decided to kind of take it this direction.
We had the same major, too. So that kind of helped.
What is convergent media?
It's like everything to do with a camera or, you know, artsy computer stuff, and also like web coding. So all that journalism to art, basically.
You were both then destined to be in a lot of the same classes with the same professors, and then you have this musical thing together, too.
You sit like on the opposite side of the room, and I was like, man, that guy, he seems like he's pretty cool, but we didn't talk to each other. But then gradually, that kind of brought us together, and we ended up being best of friends. So
are you all done with your education at Moorhead?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Us three are done.
Yeah. And we're
these two are on their way.
Okay, so Logan Fields on drums and Jared Defunk, they're both still in school at Moorhead. What did you decide to do after Moorhead?
Right now, we're all in the process of kind of making Lexington kind of our local zone that we can. So we're playing a lot around Lexington, and hopefully we could do it full time, but right now we're all working or going to school during the day and then getting together at night and playing.
What kind of work are you doing?
I'm actually working at Don Jacobs car dealership doing media over there. And Patrick's working at KET, and Amanda is a middle school teacher. So all kinds of different stuff.
Where my fevered mind.
Amanda, are you teaching out there in public school? Or?
I'm in Lexington, so I teach at Woodford County Schools.
At Woodford County Schools. All right. What grades do you teach?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
English.
English. All right. What do people say to you about middle school teaching, and what do you say back?
They're just shocked. They think that they're at such a terrible age, but it's my favorite age, so.
Yeah, what do you like about it?
You can, like, talk to them and joke around with them. And, like, I was a substitute teacher in elementary classes, and you couldn't really joke around with a first grader, so.
They didn't understand sarcasm in first grade.
No, not really.
Right.
Eighth graders are good at it. Maybe sixth graders not so much, but eighth graders are good at it.
What about your training, your musical training, Amanda?
Well, I taught myself to play guitar when I was, like, 16 because I love Taylor Swift. So I wanted to play Taylor Swift songs in my room, so I taught myself to play a few chords, and that's kind of how I started. But I kind of wrote songs, I guess. Like, I would watch Disney Channel shows, and me and my best friend would change a few words and say, like, oh, we wrote this song, and we'd sing it to each other, so.
Are you and Tanner close in age?
He's 2 years younger than me.
Oh, little brother.
Little brother.
So. Do the two of you co-write songs?
Most of the time, what she'll do with one of her songs is she'll write it, and then either bring it to me or bring it to everybody as a group, and we'll all kind of, like, finish it together. That's how I like to say it. So usually she'll sit down, or I'll sit down and write, like, the skeleton of the song, just the chords and the words, and then we'll put it all together and come up with the riffs and the stops and changes and things like that.
Amanda, when you bring them to the band?
Oh, or, yeah. It's just, like, chords and my words, and they throw in all their magic.
So. And then Tanner takes it and just messes it all up. Makes it crazy, makes it unique, makes it wicked.
Go run and tell friends about what you just saw. Honey, I am not afraid, 'cause I know you're all talk. I know you'll start to run your mouth about things you don't know. Yeah, you'll probably call me out, but it's all for show. To put it nicely, you're not a nice girl, and you don't care to show that to the whole world. Jealousy, it's an ugly thing, the words you say about me, are they supposed to sting? You know it's true. Just leave and find somebody else to sink your teeth into. And as the poison's spreading out, I hope that they realize soon that to put it nicely, you're not a nice girl, and you don't care to show that to.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Akey with Ray Adams.
Clean up the evidence, gotta make it look like self-defense. Didn't want to take it this far, but now I got blood on the seat of my car. Ditch this thing at the county line. Dump the gaslight, imagine by some time. This whole damn thing is bound to explode. Turn my back and hit the road. I'm going running for the side coming. Lock me up good for Capital One. I'm going running, they'll be coming. Burn his name on the barrel of my gun. Dye my hair and change my name. Ain't got no choice but to live this way. Wounded hearts make bad decisions. Do what you gotta do, take care of business. High for now, well deserved. Can't trust nobody, listen, learn. Leave it all behind, no tears, no regrets. Don't know where I'm going yet. I'm going running for the side coming. Lock me up good for Capital One. I'm going running, they'll be coming. Learn his name on the barrel of my gun.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wicked Beast, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Wicked Peace after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.